I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 30,000 children between 10 and 15 have been abducted by the rebel group known as the Lord's Resistance Army in northern Uganda. They're used to either replenish their armed forces or as sex slaves. Thousands of the children have escaped, returning home suffering with post-traumatic stress. World Vision is helping many of those who escaped, says President Richard Stearns.
We take them to the World Vision Children of War Center, where we rehabilitate these kids and try to restore them emotionally, spiritually, physically, and eventually to their families who have been praying for them for years.
The only answer to this cultic behavior is Christ. Meanwhile, confessions of sin and similar words are lost in some churches today, many trying to be seeker-sensitive. Life Action Ministries' Byron Paula says that's a mistake. That's an integral part of the gospel. While some neglect it, there's always a remnant praying about it. That's exactly what's happened at Asbury College in Kentucky.
There were like 45 students that were praying literally almost day after day. And finally, the end of February, God just moved powerfully again at Asbury for a week-long, continuous chapel service day and night. It was a spontaneous move of God.
Go to our website for information on Life Action resources. And International Bible Society President Peter Bradley is retiring. Under Bradley, IBS cast a vision to reach 2 billion people with the Bible by 2008. They've accelerated evangelistic scripture ministry on various media outlets and through ministry partnerships. With Bradley at the helm, IBS was active in critical outreach efforts, including responses to the 9/11 terror attacks, the war in Iraq, Hurricane Katrina, and the tsunami disaster in South Asia. Pray for IBS as they seek a successor. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email update sent to you absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. MissionNetworkNews.org is where to find it. That's MissionNetworkNews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.